Phoenix Audio presents. Blue Collar Blues by Rosalind McMillan, read by Denise Nicholas.
The spring mornings were warming gradually. In mid-April, the sun rose earlier, and the deep cold of the Michigan winter was losing its grip. The warming rain was making mournful music for the mind. A careful ear could almost hear the song of a romantic sonnet by Byron in the steady downpour. Con Davis didn't have such an ear. Her mind concentrated on more mundane thoughts, money and sex. Parking the car in her usual spot at Champion Motors' Troy trim plant, she turned off her headlights and stole a final glance in the lighted mirror. Dabbing her pinky in her mouth, she smoothed the high arch of her eyebrow, then fingered the right side of her short blonde curls so that a few strands would just brush the tips of her half-hooded eyes. 4'11", with shiny blonde hair and cafe latte skin, Con imagined herself as a miniature Dorothy Dandridge with an attitude, readying herself for a rendezvous with Harry Belafonte. But in real life, her appointment this morning was with a more dependable date, a power sewing machine that didn't give a damn how she looked. "Damn," Con snorted under her breath after grabbing her purse and umbrella. "This stupid weather is going to frizz up my new hairdo before R.C. gets a chance to see it." Pressing the button to pop open her umbrella, she slammed the car door and sprinted off. Halfway to the employee entrance, she could feel her hair rising like fresh yeast. Most of the women who worked at Champion waited until they arrived at work.